USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republicans are releasing a 110-page report summarizing their findings from the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. In the report, Republicans accuse Democrats of conducting an orchestrated campaign to upend our political system. The report is a supplement to the Democrats' report, which members should be receiving shortly, as the hearing is set to begin on Wednesday in the House Judiciary Committee. As far as the mood on Capitol Hill from Republicans, Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells NBC's Meet the Press,
"Rounds one and two by Speaker Pelosi and Chairman Schiff are as rigged as a carnival ring toss."
And former President Jimmy Carter is back in the hospital. The 95-year-old was admitted to a hospital in Georgia this weekend to treat a urinary tract infection. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Google is refusing to explain why it removed more than 300 ads from the Trump campaign. CBS's 60 Minutes discovered the ads were pulled off Google and YouTube while working on a story about hate speech. YouTube listed it had pulled the Trump campaign ads in its transparency report, but gave no reason why. A judge is dismissing a lawsuit against Rhode Island's new bill protecting abortion rights. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Superior Court Judge Melissa Darrigan dismissing the lawsuit that had been filed on behalf of the Catholics for Life advocacy group and some other activists last week. A lawyer for the plaintiffs say the decision will be appealed to the state Supreme Court. The Reproductive Privacy Act signed by Governor Gina Raimondo in June served to codify the privacy rights guaranteed by the U.S. Supreme Court decision in the Roe v. Wade case. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Prior to his departure to London for a NATO summit with President Donald Trump, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke about Latin America. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
That speech was delivered at the University of Louisville with Mr. Pompeo discussing some of the progress that had been made in Latin America.
In just the last few years, we've seen some truly remarkable things. Many nations have made a sharp turn towards democracy and capitalism, good government, away from dictatorship and socialism and the corruption that has been endemic in some of those countries.
Mr. Pompeo was invited to speak by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell as part of the university's McConnell Center Lecture Series. I'm John Clemens.
A suspect has been hospitalized and arrested after trying to open fire at a high school in Wisconsin. Speaking with reporters, Waukesha Police Chief Russell Jack says a 17-year-old male student brought a handgun to South High School.
The school's resource officer immediately responded to the classroom. Other officers from the Waukesha Police Department and Waukesha Sheriff responded to the school and began dialogue with the suspect in an attempt to de-escalate the situation.
The suspect was taken to a local hospital and is currently in stable condition. No other students or officers were injured during the incident, and police are not looking for any other suspects. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.